Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah, Yud Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 12 of Maseches Erevin. The Mishnah wants to know as follows. We have another rabbinic prohibition that we're going to talk about, and we're going to say that this does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash, but it does apply, meaning it's still usher everywhere else outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And what we're going to be talking about basically is that you have a door of a closet or any other sort of like a structure, and it's held in place with like these two pegs. And one is attached to the bottom of the door, and one is attached at the top of the door. And basically, these pegs fit into these holes that are in the closet itself. And the pegs have the ability to, like, swivel in their holes, and it allows the door to swing open and close. So the Mishnah wants to know if this peg came out of its hole, can be put back on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Machzirin sir hatachton b'mikdash avalo b'medina. You can put the bottom peg of a closet door back into its hole in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in the rest of the country, meaning outside of the temple, it's going to be forbidden. Because if the bottom peg comes out of its hole, but the top peg remains in place, then the door will not fall down completely, and putting it back in place is basically going to be easy. So midoraisa, from a Torah standpoint, it's permissible, but it's only usher midorabanan, and so therefore in the Beis HaMikdash it's permissible. Outside it's still going to be rabbinically prohibited. V'ha'elyon kan v'kan usher. But in terms of putting the upper peg back, both here in the Beis HaMikdash and here outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be prohibited because of the fact that, so outside, we understand, but even inside, it's not able to be permitted because it's an Isser D'Oraisa. It's a biblical prohibition to do this. And Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, no. Ha'elyon v'mikdash, you can do the upper peg in the Beis HaMikdash, v'atachton v'medina, and you can do the lower peg even in the rest of the country, let alone, of course, you can do it in the Beis HaMikdash. That is Mishnah Yud Beis. Now, Mishnah Yud Gimel, so a few other things that were permissible in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe not elsewhere though. Machzir and Retiyah b'Mikdash, you can put like a dressing for a wound back onto the wound in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalov and Medina, but you can't do it in the rest of the country. Basically, there's an Issur Derabanan to put a bandage that has ointment on that has ointment on it. You can't put that on a wound because you might come to smooth out the ointment, which is an Issur D'Oraisa. But a Kohen who takes off the band-aid from his hand so that he could do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash is allowed to put it back on his hand. But if instead of putting it back, one wants to put the dressing on the wound in the first place, so it's going to be prohibited both in the Beis HaMikdash and outside of the Beis HaMikdash, of course, as well. And then says the Mishnah, Koshrin Nima b'Mikdash, you can tie the snapped string of a musical instrument in the Beis HaMikdash, Avalova Medina, but you can't tie it in the rest of the country, meaning there's an Issur Derabanan to tie the two ends of the snap string together on Shabbos, even with a temporary knot, because you might come to make this a permanent knot, which is obviously an Issur D'Oraisa. Nonetheless, if the string of a musical instrument that's used in the Beis HaMikdash snapped, one can tie the two ends together with this temporary knot so that it can be used during the Avoda service. But in Batchila Kan V'Kan Asur. But if instead of fixing the broken string, you want to attach a new string to the instrument for the first time, so it's going to be prohibited to do that both in the Beis HaMikdash and, of course, outside the Beis HaMikdash as well. And finally, Choschen Yabeles b'Mikdash. You can cut off a wart by hand from an animal in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalova Medina, but you can't do it in the rest of the country because there's an Issur Derabanan to remove a wart from a hand because you might come to do it with a tool, like a knife, which is an Issur D'Oraisa. Nonetheless, it's permissible to remove the wart from an animal so that it could be brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. V'im bakli kan v'kan asar. But if instead of removing it by hand, one wants to cut off with a kli, with a tool, with a knife, so it's prohibited to do it both in the Beis HaMikdash and, of course, outside the Beis HaMikdash as well, because this is a Issur D'Oraisa, a Torah transgression. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Yud Daled. For now, have a wonderful day.